Manhattan Mayor Linda Morrison, City Manager Ron Fear with us today, 537-1350. Fairly light agenda, kind of sounds like, for a change. Got through that in record time, but I know there's other things to talk about today. Planning Board, Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board, met last night. Another kind of brief meeting.
They did, Kathy. They had a short meeting as well. It was really more of a work session for them. Their primary focus last night was to really go through the joint land use study recommendation that I mentioned previously. We have a resolution on the agenda tonight. They asked a lot of good questions about the plans and recommendations, and really didn't have any suggested changes to the recommendations. And again, that process will start up here once we get the final draft. There is some additional work going on based on the comments. The consultant was in town, went to all the jurisdictions in the surrounding communities and the counties, and are finalizing based on feedback that they received. And once we have that final draft report, the draft of the report is on the city's website, also on the Flint Hills Association's website as well. The regional council's website, so that information's out there if folks are interested.
Very good. Now, next week, a little bit different. No Tuesday night work session,
right?
But
Tuesday work session is canceled, and we'll have a special work session on Thursday, October 12th, and starting at 5 versus 5:30. Most of our work sessions have been starting at 5:30. This one will start at 5. The exclusive item is President Richard Myers at K-State will be in front of the commission and presenting an update on the North Campus Corridor plan and some of the things that are going on up at K-State, also talking about city university funding and how we might look at funding some of the North Corridor improvement items. So look forward to that conversation and update that kind of started back with former President Schultz and a commitment from the leadership at K-State to keep the community updated. Of course, we've been partnering on that North Campus Corridor plan to develop that around MBAF and how that a corridor along Kimball Avenue and North Manhattan Avenue by the Research Park and down Denison and also down Browning all fits together. We've had obviously some leadership work going on at the K-State Foundation with building number 2, and that construction is progressing. And so quite a bit of work yet to be done there, and trying to determine how we're going to fund that sort of thing. And it's difficult to really, even if the funding were in place today, where we would start, because there's still a couple more years of construction left on MBAF, so you don't want to do a lot of that too early. And so there will be a continual discussion around that particular area.
Busy time of year for President Myers. I know State of the University address just last week, and been very hectic time, I know. Now, Linda, I know you were involved, the town and gown, too, mm-hmm. So you continue to work. What a partnership with Kansas State University you have.
We have 5 members went to a conference last spring, and since we've come back, we've been meeting just a couple of times to try to bring people together so we can work. You know how it seems to me that Mayor Reddy really did a good job of bringing people together with regard to mental health issues and setting a goal and trying to meet it and setting another goal. So hopefully we're able to work with the university. We've worked together before, but it's not been this level of intensity before. And, of course, one of the members of the committee was Steve Logback, and so we're going to miss him. He was such a good representative. At any rate, we're looking at alcohol issues and sexual assault issues, and how can we make a difference? Coming together to work together, and so there'll be more. I think we might apply for a grant even, so that might be on the agenda, and that's coming quick, I think.
Nice to get that update, too. No doubt about it.
I might just mention that one of the reasons we're not having the meeting on Tuesday next week is the mayor and also Commissioner Dodson and I will be joining other chamber and other business leaders and other public members across the Fort Riley region as we head to the Association of the United States Army conference in Washington, D.C., and plan to have activities. I know Fort Riley will have some representation there, but it's really our annual event to lobby for Fort Riley and the strength that Fort Riley has and brings to the U.S. military and its importance as a military base. And so we'll be visiting with our congressional delegation and also the Army leadership and Department of Defense leadership and why they need to keep investing in Fort Riley and keep what we have here. And it's such an important component for not only this region, but the state and the entire country.
Another strong partnership, Linda, Fort Riley.
It is. It's a regional effort. So the chairman of the Governor's Military Affairs Committee, Perry Wiggins, and the Junction City and Geary County officials join us. We have a good but we are joined by representatives of other cities and military generals. I'm surprised. Last year was my first time, but I was intrigued with all of the former generals from Fort Riley that attended. And so there, with all of our collective efforts, we just have to raise Fort Riley, not just from the internal military, but from the external also. And that's really what JLUS is about, too. We're trying to make sure that as good neighbors, we work with them. And they have a new sense of openness and partnership, and they're working with us on some common interests also. So there's a new era of partnership that I'm just really enthusiastic about.
Be interested in hearing how some of those meetings go next week. So
sure.
If we can hear back from y'all. Let's go ahead and take another break. It's now 9:41. I know we still have construction. We could get into all kinds of projects, and I think Ron's ready to talk about some of those. But again, 9:41, you're listening to In Focus with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear. Toll-free 866-776-1350 if you want to call in, or 537-1350.